following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Not everyone sees it. Only some hear it. Some say we're gifted. Others claim we're crazy. We are unique. We don't claim fame. We know who we are. We know what others are too afraid to admit. We are a different breed. We live in the night. We search for the light of truth. We exist for a reason. We are the night breed.
Mommy? You're coming.
What a filthy job.
Could be worse.
How?
You S.O.B. You are a hurter, Peter. Life destroyer. You are a hater, hurter, shit. You hurt people for a living. You ruined their life.
2007.
You should know better than have teenage kids being involved in the paranormal. I've been hearing a lot of people saying, well, I'm involved in paranormal. You don't know squat. Stay out of it.
2008.
What kind of a knucklehead would sit and say that because they buy the bottle, that they lost their car keys or the remote? This guy is a total bonehead.
2009.
I'll tell you what, we're going to be here a hell of a lot longer than you're going to be here. That's for sure.
2010.
Don't get on there and say, well, we never said anything about anybody. That's a lie. And when you get on there and you say, well, we're done with this, we don't want to talk about it anymore, then don't talk about it.
Looking into the future, starting now.
Good evening. Welcome to the Nightbreed Show with your one and only host, the Ghost Catter. Tonight, let's try this again. Somebody's going to be mad at me. Oh, we're going to find out who it is. Plus, a whole lot more. Westboro Baptist Church, we're going to slam them again. Plus, here's some Van Halen, AFU, Naturally Wired, with your host on the Nightbreed Show, Ghost Catter.
105 FM.
Oh, welcome to the Nightbreed Show, everyone. Thank you. Thank you very much. Lucky. Finally got everything worked out here. I appreciate everybody being here tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you. Welcome, Jackalope 105 FM, jackaloperadio.com, and Pete in the background. Just kidding. Welcome, Draxel the Mod Cat, my assistant. Quote me on that. The Mod Clubs, Spooky, Sparky, SWB, Coco, Kiki Cat, Cookie, Galacticus, Gus, Richard, I'm a Wannabe. Of course, and Val was here, but she's not there anymore. So, how y'all doing? Oh, tonight we got some interesting stuff to talk about. We're going to just get all in here tonight and just go and just get it over with. Because I got, what, an hour and a half? Thank you, SWB. Thank you, quote me on that. Thank you, Spooky. And thank you, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm just kidding. Welcome to the show, everybody. Tonight, we're going to bust a move on two things. So we're going to get to that pretty quick. Like, Westboro Baptist Church got owned. And not to mention, talk about getting owned. There's two things that I heard that I also picked on where Westboro contradicts themselves, and I'm going to play that as well. So we're going to get that out of the way real quick. Try to get some time in here to do it. If not, then I'll talk about it next week. But I caught her contradicting herself when she gets owned by another evangelical person. I don't know who this guy was, but apparently he caught her in her own lie. Later on, after he catches in her lie, I looked her up and I found a few things where she talks about how wrong adultery is, and then she turns around and contradicts herself. So I want people to hear this because I found it. Somebody sent it to me the other day on my page on Facebook, Open Mic, and Evangelical. Sorry. He's such a bastard. Anyway, the other day somebody sent this on my open mic. I don't remember who it was, but she actually gets told, owned, burned. And listen to this. This is great. If you haven't seen it, it's on my Keyword the Open Mic. It's on Open Mic on Facebook, Keyword the Nightbreed Show. Listen to this. This is great.
Shirley left me alone with the kids. That was a mistake. Because I'm evangelical too, though in a secular way. I bat for the other side.
Words, and you are blind to what that is. It is merely an image, it's nothing. And you are blind to it.
This is coming from a person who has no Bible background, who has no idea what the Bible
That's
says.
Why I can say that. These are images. And you're blind now. They're just running over your eyes. They're nothing.
Trouble was, kids today seem to have no respect for their elders.
No kidding.
Kids, I stand before you as a sinner. Teach me something without a name and a number.
You understand? You say, I come to you as a sinner, and I'm telling you the only light that you have, the only thing that you can do about that is to repent of your sins, and the only way you can do that, the wisest man that ever lived, Solomon, he said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God.
She's
and
a smart
keep his
one.
Commandments.
I don't care. I don't believe in you, God, but you as a human being
well, then
are dead.
So when God's got you by the nap of the neck, about to drop kick your ass
into hell. It doesn't exist. I've heard this one.
You
all quote this
tell
one.
Tell him. Just tell him. I don't believe in you, God. I don't believe in you.
Listen.
Tell the judge.
Ridiculous.
I don't believe in you.
You are basically...
Oh, this is so perfect.
You're a clown troop.
You understand?
You are a very small
God says
clown
he has blinded your eyes and hardened your heart and stopped your ears.
You're dead.
And yet you're here.
You're dead.
And yet you're here.
And yet you're
here.
You're not doing it where it
matters. Why are you here?
You're not doing it where it matters.
Why
you're
are
doing
you
it
here?
In a very middle-class bourgeois environment that is simple.
We also have to take care of our families and
no, of
our
course.
Work.
Listen, I absolutely understand that. You absolutely...
Somebody was asking if this is the guy that hacks their site. No, this is a guy that walked into their offices, and apparently he's a... I don't know who he is, but he came in and basically with a camera and pretty much owned them. This is great. Listen to the question he asked her toward the end.
Right, but you should be spreading the word where it matters. This is very bourgeois. It's very middle class. It's very easy.
Well, then why are you here?
I've got a job to do.
Yeah, your job to tell our message for us. Thank you. So if you put our signs anywhere, you've done it for us. Thanks.
No, I know, and that's how you could defend what you do. That's what defines you as a media whore. Without the internet,
we
listen, kids, you're nothing. Why don't you?
And who do you think put the internet in place? Who do you think, Al Gore?
God.
Yeah, exactly.
God, oh, exactly.
God, of course he did.
Exactly.
Can I have a glass of water?
Absolutely. Would you grab a water bottle, hon? The problem is you never bothered to crack the Bible because you would find these people who spoke about how this was going to do.
He gave me the choice.
No, he hardened your heart.
No, he didn't. He gave me the choice.
And you have as much choice. You are as free as a frog in a snake's belly.
God gave me the choice,
you have
baby.
No choice. You think you do, and it's because of your pride and arrogance.
I know I do.
Destruction will come.
I know I have a choice.
You got the choice. Why did you come to the tacky bourgeois middle class?
No, hang on. Stop there. This is very simple. You're being very childish. I did not say, I didn't say this was tacky.
You said this.
I didn't say
okay.
This was tacky. What's your name?
What
Sam?
Is it?
Watch this. Now watch what he does. Watch what he does.
Well, they're
Sam.
Uncle and nephew.
Sam.
And they seem to have come from
the Are you the illegitimate one?
That's it. That is my bombshell.
Sam.
Uncle and...
He comes in. He waits for the son to come in. And then he throws a bombshell on him and asks, is he the illegitimate son?
A nephew.
Sam.
And they seem to have come from
the Are you the illegitimate one?
What does that mean?
Christ, are you thick? Do you know what illegitimate means?
Am I thick?
Yeah, but were you born outside of marriage? Were you?
That's none of your business.
Were you?
So now all of a sudden it's none of his business. When it comes to people's sins all over the country and people having funerals and people doing this and people doing that, it's their business. It's Westboro's business. But when a man asks them about their sins, it's none of his business.
Yeah, but were you born outside of marriage? Were you?
That's none of your business.
Were you? Oh, it's none of my business now.
Are you asking?
Hang on, God works in really mysterious ways.
I'm his mom.
I'm asking you.
Hey, I'm the mom. I birthed
him. So you are his mom.
I am his mom.
Of course, he's my mom.
You're the illegitimate son.
Is that? Are you asking me? Are you asking me?
Give me something.
If this child was born.
Give me something. I've stopped you in your tracks.
Yes. No, you haven't stopped nothing.
Well, give me something. Answer you. Answer.
She's trying to ask her.
Is he the illegitimate son?
Listen. Listen.
He's my son.
Is he the illegitimate son?
Yes.
Are you going to hell?
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? He asked her, "Are you the illegitimate son?" This is her mother. He asked her mother, and she said, "Yes."
If the Lord Jesus Christ did not die on that cross,
listen,
my son.
Is he the illegitimate son?
Yes.
Are you going to hell?
She said yes. And now he asks, are you going to hell for giving birth to illegitimate son?
The Lord Jesus Christ did not die on that cross for me. For my sins, I am going to hell.
Are you going to hell because you had a son outside of wedlock?
That would not be the reason.
They always find an excuse over everything. It's okay for someone else to do it. I mean, it's against God's law. You're a sinner and you're evil to do that. But when she does it, it's okay to do it. It's quite all right.
What? Is he the illegitimate son?
Listen.
My son.
Is he the illegitimate son?
Yes.
Are you going to hell?
If the Lord Jesus Christ did not die on that cross for me, for my sins, I am going to hell.
Are you going to hell because you had a son outside of wedlock?
That would not be the reason.
Why not? Because you've atoned?
No,
you've
I can't possibly atone. I just told you that if the Lord Jesus Christ did not die on that cross for my sins to pay that price, I will go to hell with the rest of you.
Well, you've got it covered, kids. You've got
it covered.
You have shot
that.
Answer. You can't answer for yourself.
I told you to tell me what it's...
See? He basically told her. Now listen to this. This is what I found today. I found this morning. Listen when a reporter asks her about adultery. Now this is funny. This is classic. Now listen what she says. No, I'll get to that later. This is the contradiction that I was talking about. Okay. She said, he asked her if, is he the illegitimate son? She said yes. She said she gave birth to his son, and she was not married when she gave birth to that son. So he's illegitimate. Listen to what she says earlier. This is a reporter that she was interviewing a while back, and listen to what she says. Remember the first track that I played.
Things have been run by the pastor's daughter, Shirley, a lawyer and mother to 11 children.
So where are we? This is an office area,
yes,
would we say?
Yes, it is. Yes.
So these are your signs. You've got God hates fags here.
Uh-huh, and God hates you. Just don't think of fags as just those guys who are taking it up the tailpipe. Think of it as people who are involved in some perverted sex act, and I'm talking about anything other than one man, one woman in their marriage bed.
Did you hear that? She said she's talking about people who sin, one man, anyone other than one man and one woman sharing their bed in marriage. That's what she says. She considers a sinner a person that is not married, committing fornication in a bed that are not married. Listen to that again. She contradicted herself.
So, these are your signs. You've got God hates fags here.
Uh-huh, and God hates you. Just don't think of fags as just those guys who are taking it up the tailpipe. Think of it as people who are involved in some perverted sex act, and I'm talking about anything other than one man, one woman in their marriage bed.
One man, anything other than one man and one woman in their marriage bed, which means having sex without marriage, which means anyone having sex without marriage that gets pregnant and has a child carries an illegitimate son. She is calling people that are not married, that are having sex, a sinner. People that are married, that are not having sex, sinners. Okay? And remember when I told you earlier about when she got owned, when the reporter asked her about, are you having a child out of wedlock? Are you a sinner? And let me play that again. Listen to what she says there. This is classic.
Give me something.
If this child was
give
born,
me something. I've stopped you in your tracks.
Yes.
Kid.
No, you haven't.
Give
stopped
me,
nothing.
Well, give me something.
You've stopped
answer
nothing.
You. Answer.
She's
no,
trying
no.
to ask her.
Is he the illegitimate son?
Listen.
He's
my son.
Is he the illegitimate son?
Yes.
Are you going to hell?
If the Lord Jesus Christ did not die on that cross for me, for my sins, I am going to hell.
Are you going to hell because you had a son outside of wedlock?
That would not be the reason.
Okay. Are you going to hell for having a son out of wedlock? And she said that would not be a reason. Now remember this.
We're taking it up the tailpipe. Think of it as people who are involved in some perverted sex act. And I'm talking about anything other than one man, one woman in their marriage bed.
Oh, she got owned. She got owned. Because she just contradicted herself. You, Missy, are a sinner. You, Missy, according to your own laws and rules of your own Bible, are going to burn in hell because you had a son out of wedlock. You have the nerve to stand up there with your fists in the air carrying signs telling people that they are sinners, that they're going to burn in hell for having sex with other people that are not married, and yet you have a son out of wedlock. You have an illegitimate son. Listen to this also. This is earlier when she talks about she hasn't got a clue what adultery means. She hasn't got a clue. This is the funniest thing I've ever heard her say. Check this out.
But am I right in thinking, though, that that Jesus actually wasn't a big thing for him? He had other priorities rather than homosexuality.
See,
and it's not one of the Ten Commandments, is it?
Yes.
Which one?
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
But that's not being gay. It's cheating on someone.
The streets of this nation are full of married men having fag sex. That's adultery. So don't try to pretend that you don't come under the umbrella of adultery just because you're a fag.
That is not what adultery means. One of the Ten Commandments is adultery. The adultery is not having gay sex. Adultery is when you're cheating on someone when you are married. That is adultery. I cannot believe that she said that. And she hasn't got a clue. She probably doesn't even know what the Ten Commandments are unless people told her what it was. So, you know, basically all I can say about that, Westboro.
Go!
Well, she really got owned. Now, check this out. This is what I found also. If you really want to know who this woman is, this is where I think, this is where the answer is about, I think this woman is possessed. Listen to what she says.
Do you think it's possible that by getting in people's faces in this way, you're more likely to put people off the word of Jesus Christ and the Bible? Have you thought about that just in terms of human psychology?
You think our job is to win souls to Christ. All we do by getting in their face and putting these signs in front of them and these plain words is make what was already in their heart come out of their mouth.
What do you really think?
This is what I really think.
No, but you do, I mean, but you actually, there's a part of you that doesn't think that.
No, there's not any part of me. The commandment has gone forth. America is doomed. Because we are the evil angels.
Evil angels?
Exactly. And it's not because we're evil people, but because we're bringing to you the message of the evil that God has determined upon you. And once we have delivered this message...
I thought God didn't do evil.
Oh, my goodness. Come on, guys.
Go!
We are the evil angels. We are the evil angels. And she just said she was evil. She just admitted she was evil. That sounds more like a demon talking than anything else. We are the evil angels. Does that not sound like the woman has other priorities other than saving people?
We are the evil angels.
Evil angels?
Exactly. And it's not because we're evil people, but because we're bringing to you the message of the evil that God has determined upon you. And
we are the evil angels. Well, I think this woman has got owned again. Oh, that's funny. She just contradicted herself and caught her in a lie. Just caught her in a freaking lie. Do you have an illegitimate son? Yes.
No.
Are you a sinner? No, we are evil angels.
No.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. You know, there's only one thing I can say about that as far as Westboro Baptist Church.
Just won a prize, oh.
But you're such a bozo. You're the official loser winner of the day.
Now stick around. We got more coming up for the Nightbreed Show from your one and only cockroach, Ghost Getter.
The Nightbreed Show.
He don't know me very well, do he?
Right here on Jackalope Radio.
We're about to play Gay or Nay. I present a action and say, does this make you suspect to being a homosexual?
Friday nights at 8, Jackalope Radio brings you the Brad Westmar Show.
Here's a perfect example. Okay, frosting your hair with blonde tips or just frosting your hair as a guy. Is this gay or is it not gay?
I'd say suspect.
Yes, Batman, what is your thoughts on frosting your hair as a man?
It depends. If you live in LA or if you're in a band, I think it's all right. But yeah, if you're just a guy that works at McDonald's, something wrong with that.
I don't think there are many McDonald's guys frosting their tips.
You never know.
Couch potatoes and weenies rejoice. Your radio messiah is back.
But if he does...
I don't know that they have the money for that.
If he does, he's gay.
Yeah. At the very least, metro.
Very metro.
You'll never know what's going to happen this week until you listen to the Brad Wesmar Show.
Softball is obvious, right?
Yeah, exactly.
If you're a lesbian.
The Brad Wesmar Show on Jackalope Radio, 8 p.m. Friday.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
Loser. A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk.
We have the power to stop the bullying. Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up. I shouldn't be afraid to get on the school bus.
To turn on my computer.
Message. Or walk to my locker. Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
The Nightbreed Show.
Wake up, judgment is coming May 21.
Go!
Right here on Jackalope Radio.
Have a clue.
Welcome back to the Nightbreed Show. Jackalope 105 FM, jackaloperadio.com. Those of you listening in chat all over this great nation of ours, Joplin, Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri, St. Louis, Missouri, Oklahoma City, all of you out there who suffered, we are thinking about you, who suffered from the tornadoes over the last month or two. Plus, if you want to donate, go to jackaloperadio.com. Click on the We Give Back button. And if it doesn't work, for some reason it wasn't working last night, if it doesn't work, go to the redcross.org and give back. We really appreciate it. We really appreciate it. Those people need our help. Or just repost it on Facebook. The night, or jackaloperadio.com. Click on the button. On the We Give Back button, or redcross.org to help with the tornado victims. And just post that if you can't afford it. Thank you very much. And welcome back to the show. You know, what was really interesting is this has been going on for like a month now. And it's been about a month, I guess. And it's just really, really coincidental, I guess. I don't know what it was, but it shocked the heck out of me. About a month ago, someone was looking. Now, I don't know, I'm not sure if I want to give the name out because, you know, I don't want to get her in trouble. But someone was telling me about there's some kind of suspicion going on with the Sally House. Now, this was going on about a month ago, 2 months ago. And we were looking into it for about a month, 2 months now. And for some strange reason, they would not let us in. They would not let us find out who the group was that was going to investigate over the weekend or a couple of days ago. They told us that they did not know who the group was, or they weren't allowed to say who the group was. They were just given basically the runaround. So for like a month now, we've been trying to figure this out. What was going on? What the problem was? Now, we hear, now what goes on is what we're hearing is every time somebody investigates or investigates with a Ouija board at the Sally House, there's a family called the Pickmans that get attacked. Now, they used to own the house. I'm kind of skeptical about that because that was years ago. But the problem is, if this is so much as even a mention or rumor, why do you go do it? Why do you put someone in danger like that? So we were trying to find out if this was actually true. If someone is in danger, if someone's being taken advantage of, or someone's getting hurt, who is at the Sally House playing with a Ouija board? Who is going to be there? So we've been trying to figure this out, and we kept getting the runaround. Now, we saw a page that said ban the Sally House investigation and stuff like that, but when we asked questions on it, the page disappeared. So now we were kind of suspicious about it. So that's been going on for about a month now. Last week, if you had heard this show, it was really interesting. Someone posted in my Facebook, keyword The Nightbreed Show, on Facebook, open mic, that there was a group out there that claimed the Zozo demon. Now, I'm going to get to this because it both goes together. Now, this is a week ago. Someone claimed that there's a group out there that the Zozo demon talks on, you know, when people were in chat on Justin TV. The Zozo demon talks to people in chat when the guy's not in the room. Totally false. Totally false. And the reason I say that is because I listened to the 2-hour clip of this jackass, and he was in the room for most of the 2 hours. And then all you kept hearing is him talk. Then you were hearing him doing this. Screw you, I'm going to kill you, or whatever it was. And then he was playing some song. What was it? The roof is on fire, and the demon was supposedly going, that, the roof is on fire. You know, whatever all this stuff was, which, no, I don't know of a demon that likes rap music, but okay. So anyway, so I go back and get to this big old argument about this person's a fraud or a phony and everything else. And I left the chat room. It only took me 3 minutes to do it. And I talk about this on my show last week. So blah, blah, blah. Coincidentally, then this is great. This is perfect. Coincidentally, Parent Challenge Radio is having a specific person on last week, which I couldn't have him because of the storm, so they canceled out, that is supposed to be a legitimate guy that studies the Zozo phenomena. And he's played with Ouija boards when he was younger and tries to tell others and goes around the country informing others and lecturing others about do not use the Ouija board. He lectures people on do not use the Ouija board. He tells people not to do this. Now, ironically, this guy is studying the Zozo phenomena. So I get into chat or get into the post with Parajones Radio, and I tell him there's this one guy out there that has this group in this state that claims that the Zozo demon talks to people in chat. Says, oh yeah, we get a lot of that. And then I said, well, this guy is DSCP Paranormal. He said, that's them. That's the people that were harassing me, emailing me, and stealing my stuff. That's what he said. He said they were harassing him and stealing his stuff. Okay, so I go back to this case, and I'm mentioning that their Live Sci-Fi stole his video off their website and has his video on their website. And what? And guess what he says? Oh, that's the group that's investigating at the Sally House tonight. Huh. What a coincidence how all of these just seem to connect together. He just happened to find out that Live Sci-Fi and the documentary director was taping at the Sally House that night. What a coincidence. And they're looking for the Zozo demon. Wow. What a coincidence how all this seemed to add up over a month. In the first place, this Zozo phenomena had nothing to do with who we were trying to figure out was in the Sally House, because this happened way before this Zozo thing happened when it came to the show. Way before then. So isn't that weird how coincidentally both seem to add up together? Isn't that just odd? How strange is that? I thought, wow, is that not fate or what? Is that not someone out there saying, putting the hand out there and saying, well, these guys are screwing people over at the Sally House, and here's the evidence on this, and here's the evidence on that. Okay, now somebody in chat said this guy's a crackpot. But he claims that this group in South Carolina stole things off of his site, used them in Justin TV, banners, and all that. Now, how do you explain that? If this guy is saying this, if he has proof of this, how do you explain this? So I go back to the Justin thing before they took it off. Here's another coincidence that just shocked me. Alex the other day posted a thing on Ustream about the stew. He accidentally posted on Facebook the wrong address of the stew for Justin or Ustream. It's at DCP or DSP Paranormal. So I go on Ustream and click on it by accident and say, hey, that name sounds familiar. And I go on there looking at Ustream, and Alex said, well, it was an accident. This is not the real page. The real page is the stew. So I go on there, click on it, and sure enough, it's the same group, DSCP Paranormal. They changed their name to DSP, went on Ustream, and cut all the videos on Justin, trying to change the name, trying to pass it off as somebody else, I guess. The only reason that gave it away is because they copied and pasted the same words in Justin that they had in Ustream. So how is that not a coincidence that he just happened to post that by accident and I caught it? What a coincidence. It almost sounds like it was either handed to me or someone is jacking with me out there, which that could be possible too. Someone could be jacking with me. Okay, so I go back into this audio, this video that this guy, DSCP Paranormal, was, and I listen to the whole thing, and guess what? He decides at the end of the show to attack this show. Because what? We were telling the truth about what was going on? What was the deal? You know, I expose these people for who they are and tell them what they're doing and saying that this Zozo thing on Justin is a fake. And what does he do? He runs his mouth on the show about mine. Why? Because we tell the truth. Now listen to this audio. This is brilliant.
Wait a minute, I got one left. I got one more left. Alright, that's my last cockroach. Now that all the cockroaches are gone, this is where all my mind. When I go to bed and this crap happens, don't take none of their shit, you bam. I don't give a shit. I'm so sick of this shit, it ain't funny anymore. I'm so sick of this crap. I mean, it seems like every night I go to bed, they got these trolls, all these trolls come in here and they want to talk.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think trolls go in there, cockroaches, and talk a lot of smack? Because you're not being legitimate. You're fooling people into thinking something is real and it's not real. It's not real. And you're lying to people, and you're supposed to be a legitimate paranormal group, and you're lying to people. Do you honestly think, how can you sit there with yourself and talk to people and fool them into believing stuff like that? And I know, I was thinking, well, maybe they're just playing around or joking or whatever. But then I'm hearing that they're going to this other guy and saying that they have the same problem and blah, blah, blah. And it talks to them in chat. He's telling people literally that it's going on like it isn't a joke. He did not mention it was a joke. He did not mention he was playing around. Nothing like that. So, I guess I should take him serious since, you know, he's saying this to be serious. And he's not really joking around. So, I go in there and I listen to this. And sure enough, he's blaming everybody else. Why? Because he's a fraud? Because he's lying to people? So, this is more of this stuff where he gets mad at one of my chatters for exposing him. For who he is.
And I'm going to tell you who brought him in here. And you know who you are. And Ruth, if you're still there, you know you did it. Because you're the one that sent me to that guy's show yesterday. So don't even try. You're a fake. Everybody knows you're a fake. So keep your damn ass over there with all the other ones.
Since when are we fake? Everything that I said on this show, everything that I give you on this show, there's proof on paper, there's proof on the internet, I play the audio, I play the video, I play it all the time. So there is nothing on this show that is fake, unless someone is lying, unless I'm mistaking, which I admit that I'm wrong when I'm mistaken, I do not make stuff up on this show, never have and never will. But yet, he's calling Ruth and me and other people on this show fake.
Anybody else that follows Ruth, you ban them too.
I wish you would.
I mean, you know, this ain't a number game for me. I've got Sid, I've got Richard, I've got Amanda, you know, a few other ones, Bobby shit.
Ooh,
I got you guys.
Three.
I don't need anybody else.
Fine.
I don't need any of these fruitcakes. None of them. None of them. Hell, I can't even go to bed without something.
He wasn't even in bed. He was for 2 hours. The man was talking. He was talking to people in chat. He was not in bed. He was not left. He was there. He was there. I heard him talking to the people in the chat. I've heard him. So the guy is lying. He's lying through his teeth. And you're sitting there believing it.
This is crazy. This is just freaking crazy, man. This is crazy. There ain't no more second chances. Everybody that had a second chance is gone. Gone, gone, gone. We've been letting this stuff go on too long, guys. Too damn long.
Because you're lying to people. Because you're making stuff up about a Zozo demon talking to people in chat that sings songs. You got to be kidding me. And you have people that believe this stuff? What is wrong with you? Are you out of your freaking mind?
Ruth and the rest of her trolls are all gone.
This is great right here.
I think when the guy from the breeder show comes or whatever, we're gonna go over there. We'll go over there and sit in that chat room and tell what a piece of shit he is.
The guy from the breeder show. We're gonna go over there, that guy in the breeder show, we're gonna talk about a piece of crap he is. Of course he didn't say it that way, but we're gonna talk about what a piece of crap he is. At least I don't lie to people in my chat room. At least I don't sit there and make stuff up and fool others and make them think that something that isn't true. At least I don't do things to get a name or put my face out there and bring stuff up to get ratings. I don't do that like you do. Everything I post on here is the truth. And if I post something and it's false, I admit it. And I admit when I'm wrong. And I don't sit there and make stuff up like you do, sir.
I think when the guy from the breeder show comes or whatever, we're gonna go over there. We'll go over there and sit in that chat room and tell him what a piece of shit he is. But I don't want to do that because that'll make us like him.
That'll make us like him. I don't want to do that because it'll make us like him. And how am I supposed to be? How exactly am I supposed to be? This is how I am. This is great.
All right. Now that all the cockroaches have left, wait a minute. I got one left. I got one more left. All right. That's my last cockroach.
We're all a bunch of cockroaches. So I think what I want to do is everybody in Facebook that deals with my show, post a picture on your Facebook, your front page on your Facebook, post a picture of a cockroach, because that's what we are, cockroaches.
Cockroach.
We're all a bunch of cockroaches.
I buried those cockroaches. What did they ever do for us?
It kind of sounds like them, doesn't it?
I buried those cockroaches. What did they ever do for us?
Here's a good one.
You cockroach.
Now, Cameron, or Quote, posted something the other day in my open mic. It's just brilliant. Now that you've heard him and his rant, doesn't it sound like this guy from Sling Blade?
We don't got no goddamn band. We don't need to practice, Randy. We don't need a manager neither. Your mother. Y'all just a bunch of losers. I'm the only insane son of a bitch here. Get the fuck out of my house now.
That's your house toilets, Linda's.
I'll whip the dog. I will kill you if you talk to me again. Now, all of you, get the fuck out now before I get too mad to turn back.
What about our instruments?
Come here, you little prick. Come here, you little prick. Get out. All y'all. Now get the f*** out! Come on, you motherfuckers! Get the f*** out! Randy, you cunning son of a bitch! Don't practice, Randy! Come on, Morris, you genius! Get the f*** up and get the f*** out of here! God damn it!
This ain't right. Hey, there's something wrong with you.
Get the f***!
Nobody
wants to take this, man.
Now, does that not sound like this guy from South Carolina? Now, listen, compared the two.
All right. Wait a minute. I got one left. I got one more left. I think when the guy from the after the breeder show comes or whatever, we're gonna go over there. We'll go over there and sit in that chat room and tell what a piece of he is. I think when the
now it sounds just like this guy.
We don't got no goddamn
now that all the cockroaches have left.
We don't need
now that all the cockroaches.
Wait a minute, I got one
we
left.
We don't need
it. Man, one more left. Alright, that's my last
mother.
Cockroach. Now that all the cockroaches are gone.
I'm the only one sane, son of a bitch
this is
here.
On my mind.
Get the fuck out of my
I go to bed and this crap happens. Don't take none of their shit, you
man. I will kill you if you talk to me
I'm
again.
So sick of this
now, all of you, get the fuck out now before I get too mad to turn back.
So sick of this crap.
It's the same guy. Hey, it's Sling Blade. Sling Blade. I like the way you talk.
I buried those cockroaches. What'd they ever do for us?
We'll be back on the Nightbreed Show. Spooky's calling in a minute. We'll be back on the Nightbreed Show with the Ghost Getter.
The Nightbreed Show.
Play wheels on the bus and get the hell out of my sight. How dare you sully my good name by spreading your slanderous filth.
Jackalope 105 FM.
Sensation to compare with this. Suspended animation.
Jackalope.
You are destroying your life with that garbage.
105 FM.
I buried those cockroaches. What are they ever do for us?
Welcome back to the show. Spooky's going to be calling in here in a second. Welcome, Jackalope 105 FM, jackaloperadio.com. Those of you in chat, full chat tonight, welcome. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Yeah, appreciate it. Those are coming in. You know, the only reason I've done this show to begin with over the last coming up on 4 years is because my entire life I've been screwed by a lot of people. Government screws people. Gas station screw people. Friends screw people. Ex-girlfriend screw people over and over and over again. And the only reason I... Hold on a second. Let me get this rant here. Yeah, Spooky.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hang on 1 second, all right?
Sure.
And the only reason I rant about this and do this show is because I'm getting sick and tired of people out there being screwed over, just like I was in the past, and just like I am right now. I am tired of people getting screwed over, and I'm tired of people getting lied to and having their money taken and having being taken advantage of in places such as the Sally House. And I'm tired of it. And I formed this show to put people out there that are screwing everybody over and that are being bullied by scumbags out there. That's why I do this show. For people that are being bullied. This is not the Ghost Divas. I am not going to cuss anybody out like they do. And I'm not going to act outrageous like they do. But I'm going to expose you for the person you are because you're a scumbag. And that's why I do it. Thank you. Okay, Spooky.
Do I applaud now or what?
Oh, yeah. Just throw money.
Just throw money. There you go. You know, Atchison, Kansas advertises being the entire town haunted.
Well, yeah, it's supposed to be. But now I'm getting reports now that this Sally House thing is fake.
Well, I believe it is. I've never seen any investigation go on there that made me think otherwise. And I think Atchison, Kansas just does that just to improve their budget.
Now, I don't know about this Zozo thing or not, and you know, and I really don't care, but I know Ouija boards are dangerous, and I know they,
yes, they
can hurt people, but to drag people off their butt and say, oh, you know, some people that are studying it or some people out there that are having problems in their own home that need help, and you're dragged into a Justin TV site where somebody's playing a joke and you're mocking them because they're having problems in their home, and you're mocking them by doing what you're doing, is just wrong.
Well, my understanding is that Tim has been there before. This is what, like
he
his
has.
Third visit
2008,
there?
You can see it. 2008, I think 2007. He was there with KMPS before they got screwed over by him.
But these people ought to know how he is, and they let him into their home anyway.
It's not just them either. He does it to so many people. He's done that, and everybody just keeps going back and keeps going back and keeps going back. But, you know, his numbers are dropping, so.
I know, but it amazes me the people the number of people that still follow this idiot. It's almost mind-blowing.
Yeah.
And these people at the Sally House have to know he's very unprofessional.
Well, there's something going on. There's something that's not kosher, that's not right, and they're hiding it from us. I can say that they're hiding it from us because we've tried to figure out what's going on, and they're hiding it. Now, What's-Her-Face went in there and tried to figure out what they're up to, and she got banned. Now, the weird thing is she moved to a different state. How do they know who she is when she went under a different name and a different email address and got banned? How did they know who she was?
Well, she wouldn't have the same IP address.
No, I'm thinking that these people hack others. Now, I know that I've been hacked before because there was quite a few times that he mentioned stuff he's not supposed to know that only I had in my email address. Not to mention, and this is a real kicker, when my show got cut from his station, I told only one person about it, and that was Todd. I got on the phone, I called Todd, and told him he pretty much consoled me because I was pretty pissed off and pretty upset about what was going on. And I talked to him. No sooner, 5 seconds, did I hang up that phone. He calls me up at my house and says, "Why did you tell Todd about everything? That's none of his business." I told him, I said, "Anything that goes on in my life is my freaking business, and I'll tell whoever the hell I want." You know? How did he know?
Well, if they hack me, they're not going to find a whole lot.
Me either, honestly. Bunch of crap.
Did you see what clubs put up? My cat hacked up something.
Yeah.
But it just, the whole thing is just ridiculous. And I'm suspicious of that Sally House anyway.
I'm suspicious of the whole shebang. I even thought maybe they're pulling something on me. They're pulling something on me. They're planning on something. You know, that's what I was thinking.
I've never seen I may have missed it, but I've never seen a legitimate investigator go in there.
Uh-huh.
And I'll bet if a legitimate paranormal investigator goes into that place,
right,
they're going to just blow that hoax wide open. And I believe that's what it is. I think it's a hoax. I don't think there's anything in there. I haven't seen anything that has convinced me of it. I haven't felt anything that has convinced me of it. I just don't think there's anything in there. I think it's people. I think the bottom line is the dollar.
Well, you know,
and I think that's why they're doing it.
Honestly, if they're, you know, I've gone as far as saying, you know what, if these places want to charge people to investigate and they're crazy enough to go in there and do it, that's fine by me. I don't care. You want to charge in a hotel to go and investigate it, fine. I don't care about that because I've done it. I've done it to the Stanley Hotel, the Myrtles, wherever. So that would make me a hypocrite to be against that. But if you're charging people and lying or making up stuff or actually bringing in a Ouija board and conjuring things up when you shouldn't be, now we're talking something is wrong here. Now we're talking you're wrong and you shouldn't be.
I haven't seen Tim start asking for money since he started doing this Sally House.
Well, somebody told me he was charging people just to get on his page.
Yeah, that's what I heard. But
I don't know if that's true. I didn't bother going to
work. I don't know for sure if it's true or not either, because I haven't, since I heard that, I haven't been to his page.
Well, he's already been in trouble before for taking money for events like Allegheny Lunatic Asylum. They have problems out there for taking money for events and not giving people the money back when they didn't have the investigation. Him and Shannon did it. Now, I've heard this about a year, 2 years ago. They were screwing people out of that. I don't know the end result of it, but this is what happened. This is the word that was going on.
I don't know what they did.
I don't know.
As far as I know, they kept the money.
I don't know, but this is what I've heard. Now, also what I've been hearing, this is coming from other people, that other groups that he's been on in California, he had people give him money for equipment, give him money for this, and give him money for that, and he turns around and boots him out of his camp, or he uses others for money so he can get equipment or whatever, and he takes advantage of them and their money. I've heard this, too.
Well, I know this for a fact because I was watching this night when he was investigating a cemetery, and they had an infrared camera going. And one of the psychics was walking across down the sidewalk going toward him. And, of course, you know, he pointed the camera at her. And then it was 2 days later, that picture was up on his site and it was labeled as it being a ghost. And I know who that was. When she was walking down that way, he yelled out at her and asked her, you know, so-and-so, is that you? And she said yes. But, like I said, 2 days later, a still of that shot was on his site as that being a ghost capture.
Now, when are we going to learn that you're being taken advantage of by these people? When are we going to learn this? How can we have a site where your mods know what the person's up to? If your mods, you know what this person is doing. You're responsible for what that person is doing, because you're a part of that show. You're affiliated with them. And if you're a mod and you know this person is up to something and you continue to allow it to happen, then what does that say about you?
A lot of people with credibility, though, have distanced themselves from him.
Quite a bit. Quite a bit.
As he won't even let a psychic in his chat room. If somebody goes in there, his little pet mod, and they find out that that person is a psychic, his little pet mod bans them.
I don't agree with 90% of psychics either, but I do not ban them out of my show, and I do not ban them out of my chat. I disagree with a lot of people and what they say, and I don't believe in a lot of things that people say, and I don't really believe in a lot of things people believe in. But I'm not going to ban you out of my chat. If you come in here and start cursing me out and being vulgar to others, you're gone.
Well, you and I don't always see eye to eye, but I'm not banned yet.
Right. Yet. Your time's coming, buddy.
Not that I'm working on it or anything.
Quote. Here's your time.
But quote's right, too. Most of them are vultures.
Quinger's, quote's the one with the finger on the button, so he'd be the first.
I know. That finger is just slowly starting to itch. He is just wanting to ban someone bad.
He's got what you call the Family Feud hand. Oh, wow. Yeah. No, we disagree on a lot of things, and there's a lot of people that come into my chat to listen to my show all the time that probably disagree. They do disagree with some of the things that I say. But, and you know, that's fine. I don't care. I'm not going to sit here, ban. I'm not going to keep doing that. I don't agree with nearly 100% of what Alex says, but he comes into my chat and I still don't ban him.
Well, I don't disagree with everything that you say. I agree with a lot that you say. But you and I don't always see eye to eye either.
Yeah. Well,
but I call into your show every Friday night.
That's because I hate you.
Yeah, well, bite me.
How's that? I buried those cockroaches. What do they ever do for us?
You're a cockroach.
And I don't agree with doing an investigation and bringing out a Ouija board. That just fries my...
Hide.
Hide. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You cockroach.
Like there aren't enough spirits in there. You got to bring in a few more.
Yeah.
You know. So it just... And Ouija boards are so dangerous. And I went into that... chat site that I think it was Ima posted about the Sally House hoax.
Uh-huh.
And I was reading all of those posts in there, and then this one girl was talking about Ouija boards, and she says, well, when I pull my Ouija board out, I'll only talk to the spirits I know.
Yeah.
That's when they were talking about Zozo.
Yeah.
And where did they come up with that name?
I have no idea. This guy, Darren, is supposed to have been investigating it practically all of his life. He's been investigating the phenomena. And now everybody seems to be jumping on the bandwagon and copying him.
Well, now, that's like that idiot that idiot that says that Zozo talks and will sing. And for one thing, it should be a red flag when he tells you that he is controlling the demon. You do not control evil. You do not control a demon.
Yeah.
It's just that simple. And when I was in there, and of course I had to go because you said not to.
Right.
I went in there and I was talking to the guy, and every once in a while he'd say, now Zozo, behave. Zozo, don't talk that way. Do you hear him, Spooky? Do you hear him? I didn't hear a thing.
Yeah. See, I got one of his mods in my chat room, Richard. Uh-oh. But I don't go banning him either.
Every once in a while I'd hear a little scratching, but, I mean, you know what that is. He's scratching on that mic.
Well, yeah, exactly. What here. This is what you're hearing. This is, here. Let me turn it on.
But I was surprised, though, to read that blog about Zozo, I didn't realize it was such a phenomenon and had been going on for a long time. Because I had never heard of it before.
Hold on, hold on.
This is what it sounds like. The roof is on fire. See? Doesn't it sound like that?
Yeah.
The exact same thing.
I didn't hear a voice, I just heard scratching.
The exact same thing. It's the same thing.
SWB says, don't forget to whisper in a low growl.
Oh, yeah.
It's people like that that give the rest of us such a bad rap. And then he gets mad because he was exposed as a fraud, so he goes off on a rant.
Yeah. Exactly. And you know.
And that's exactly what it was. He was caught. I guess he thought that people would actually fall for that. He was caught, so what does he do? He starts ranting.
This is, you know, what gave it away is not so much as him, what he said on the microphone, but it was this. That's the same thing.
It's or when he coughed.
Yeah, you can hear in the background.
Yeah, like he shoved that mic down his throat too far.
Well, what gets me is I wasn't even in there 3 minutes. Now, I didn't hear the whole thing until later, but I wasn't even in there 3 minutes, and he said he wasn't. Somebody told me he was not in the room. He was not in the room. And that is a flat-out lie because he was in the room for 2 hours. He was doing that on the microphone, and then he was talking to people in chat. And then he was doing it on the microphone, and then he was talking to people in chat. He was doing that for 2 hours. And somebody said he was not in the room. Now, that is a lie.
I'll tell you something else, too. That should have been a dead giveaway because spirits don't act up that long.
Yeah, that ain't no lie.
And they don't act on cue.
Yeah.
I've gone to several places and did investigations, and sometimes I have had to go back to those places 2 and 3 times before I'd even get any kind of evidence whatsoever.
I'm sorry, but he's not going to, no spirit like that, especially this Zozo character, is not going to waste his time singing with you, with your music in there, while you're talking to people in chat. I'm sorry, but they're not buddies that hang out on a street corner, you know, watching the cars go by, whistling at chicks. They're not doing that.
I just can't stand people who pull that kind of stuff. Like I said, it gives the rest of us a bad rap.
See, Richard's saying he wasn't in the room. He went to bed. Then who was it that was talking to the people in chat and then getting on the mic and then talking to other people and then acting like Zozo and then talking to people in chat and then acting like Zozo? Who was that? Who was the person doing that? That's what I was hearing. Someone in there was talking about Timmy. They were making fun of Tim. They were saying, oh, I like that song. That was a funny song. I really love that song, you know, because it makes fun of Tim. That was such a great song. And then he would turn around and act like the Zozo demon again. And then he would talk about, oh, do you guys want to hear that song? Yeah, that song there. Yeah, that's... Anybody want to hear that song? And then when he played the song, he would go into the demon voice again. Who was in the room? There was someone talking in the room. Who was it that was speaking? I already went there. I listened to it for 2 hours. I listened to it for 2 freaking hours.
I was only in there for like 30 minutes.
So
I wasn't in there long.
The guy was taking
and
requests.
I haven't been back.
He was taking music requests. You telling me the Zozo demon was taking music requests? What is he turn into? Is he turned into a DJ now? Yeah, it's DJ Zozo.
Well, he'll end up with all his followers too for a while. No. Just like Tim.
Well, he can't be as bad as Tim because at least he didn't ask for money yet.
Well, that's true. That's true.
But I'm sure that's probably going to be coming up here pretty soon. If, you know, if everybody else starts making it, might as well be him also. Shoot, I might as well ask for money.
Well, that's true. At least he's not asking for money. But Tim just, I think, I personally think Tim has gone over the edge. I think he has gone over the edge so bad that he's making everything up as he goes along.
Now, Richard's saying in chat, did you not hear him say he was going to bed? I heard him say he was talking to people in chat. He said, okay, guys, this is going to be the last song. He said, I'm going to bed. 5 minutes later, he got on and started making that rant about me and, you know, Cookie. He started making that rant. It wasn't 5 minutes in between the fact that he said, I'm going to bed, this will be our last song, and then ranting about that. And I'm thinking, okay, he was just in the chat room not 5 minutes ago, so what is he pissed off about? So, I don't know who that was, but it wasn't no demon. Because he was taking music requests. And I'm sorry, demons don't take requests. Of course, I don't know that, but...
Well, I didn't hear any singing. Like I said, all I heard was scratching. And every once in a while, he'd say, now, Zozo, behave.
No, you can hear music in the background playing. And in the very beginning, that's when you hear the roof is on fire and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He took it off. He took that thing off completely. The video's erased. But, and here's another question. Why are all the videos erased, and why did he go to Ustream and change the name of the group to DSP?
I have no idea. Maybe they caught on to him on JTV. Who knows? You know, he probably went somewhere where people like you and me and Cookie and some of us don't know where he's at. So.
Well, the thanks to Alex, he accidentally posted that.
Yeah.
I was sitting there thinking, wow, what a coincidence that he just happens to post this by accident. And it just happens to be the same as the, you know, the Sally House interesting thing with the Sally House and Tim over the last month we've been investigating.
Somebody said earlier tonight that Tim and them were drinking while they were supposedly investigating the Sally House.
That doesn't shock me, but, you know, I've caught him.
It doesn't shock me either, but I think he's on other things besides alcohol. He's gone so far that I don't think that he even realizes what's real and what isn't anymore.
I've caught him sleeping. Do you ever seen him sleeping? You know, he's investigating somebody's house trying to help them out, and he goes to sleep in their bed.
I've never seen that.
I've seen it.
When I first started watching him, like a couple years ago, I thought, you know, he was okay. Everything seemed on the up and up, and he actually had some pretty good people around him, but those people are long gone.
Well, all I'm saying is, whether it's him or not, I don't know. But it was no demon taking music requests. And it was no demon sitting there saying, okay, guys, this is the last song before I go to bed. And okay, guys, this is my favorite song. This is the song I love the most because it makes fun of Tim. There's no demon that said that.
No. I'm always suspicious when the demons, the ghost, whatever, respond on cue.
Yeah.
They're not going to sit and sing. They're not going to take requests.
Uh-oh, Boobie's, Boobie's trying to talk. Speak. Go ahead. Go ahead, Spooky.
You do not control them.
Right.
And when you tell them to behave themselves and they stop doing supposedly what they were doing, that right there is a dead giveaway. You do not control them.
Right. I don't know. Jamie was trying to talk. Sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. Well, I know
Spooky,
how it is with kids.
Cookie's still mad about the fake thing. She's still mad about it. That's okay. You know, we joke around on the show and everything, but you know what? No demon takes phone requests or takes music requests.
No, they don't.
So.
No, they don't.
You know. And I would play that, but it's been erased. It's been erased. So, and I know what I heard. And, of course,
well,
he erased it.
I didn't go into any of the archives or anything. Like I said, I was just in the chat room for like 30 minutes, and I just was not impressed. And I didn't get the feeling that there was anything going on that was supernatural or paranormal, so.
Yeah.
And I left after 30 minutes, and all I heard was scratching sound, but I knew it was scratching on a microphone.
They're saying that John is in the chat room. Does this not sound like him?
We don't got no goddamn band. We don't need practice rings. We don't need a manager neither. Your mother.
That's
y'all
like...
is a bunch of losers. I'm not the insane son of a bitch here. Get out of my house now.
That clip had me laughing so hard my sights are still hurting. I was laughing so hard my jaw was hurting from the laughing. That was...
Oh, wow.
I have never seen Sling Blade.
Oh, you got to. You got to see that movie.
I see people refer to it all the time.
Oh, it's great. It's a great movie. It's one of the best movies ever made, and they did it so cheaply, too. And the thing is, that actor, it doesn't even look like him. He changed his mouth up in his face, and it just doesn't look like him. You know that
Billy Bob Thornton,
yeah.
I think he's the one that plays the guy.
I think he's actually the person that wrote the movie, too.
I don't know. Isn't the guy doing the rant, though, Dwight Yoakam?
Yeah. Yeah, Dwight Yoakam.
It sounds like him.
He always plays a bad guy.
I buried those cockroaches!
You know, he's actually a pretty good actor.
Yes, he is. He's a very good actor.
He gets some pretty good parts. I didn't like that movie that he wrote himself and starred in. What was it? South of Texas, West of Hell, something like that.
Yeah, he's got some pretty crappy movies, but, you know, for the most part, he's been a pretty good actor.
Yeah, he has. He sure has.
Anyway, it's getting up time. I got to run, but... Tim is a joke.
Yeah.
See, John thinks we're backing up Tim, I think. No, we're not backing up Tim. We never have.
I haven't watched him for I don't know how long. It's been a while now. I used to go in and watch every once in a while just for a laugh.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's to the point it's not even funny anymore.
Yeah. He makes me laugh that people... My biggest laugh is the fact that people still follow him. That's my biggest laugh.
He's still got quite a few followers left.
If you guys are still going to follow Tim, there's something seriously wrong with you.
Well, I'll let you go, and I will talk to you again next Friday. All right. It was a good show, as always.
I appreciate it. you almost lost me there, Spooky. Almost lost your name. Damn it. Anyway, I appreciate it, Spooky.
Okay.
I'll see you next week.
All right. Good night.
Night.
We have come to an end of our Ghost Getter education.
I want somebody to use his f***ing brain that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a f***ing dog dying.
Do you think you've learned something?
One more word out of you and you go. Is that clear? Who the hell are you, anyway?
We are drawing to a close, and we are out of here.
Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live! F***ing thing sucks!
The Night Breed Show.
I want to thank everybody for...
How was it?
Oh,
I hope
sorry.
It was good, because it's useless now, isn't it? F***ing sake, man, you amateur.
Okay. I want to thank everybody for coming in tonight. Thank you for John and Richard for having the guts to stand up when no one else does, because not a lot of people do. So I appreciate that. So I appreciate you standing up, because as many people as I come in here and go after, no one has the guts to do it. So I appreciate it. Thanks for everybody for listening to the show tonight. Be sure to catch Chronics is up next with Amanda. Awesome show there. Thanks everybody for being in the chat. Quote me on that. Cat, my assistant. Draxel the mod. Quote me on that. The mod. Richard, Coco, Spooky, Paragal. SWB Cookie, Galacticus, ? John, I'm a wannabe, Tina, and Clubs, and everyone, and Jackalope Radio. Thanks everybody for being here tonight, and until next week, Reverse Radio Thursday night, 10 Central. See ya.
Congratulations. You've connected to the Headbangers Ball.
You dare condemn me?
How dare you? How dare me when I how dare you? You big peepee head.
On the Worldwide Radio Network.